Zeg Nishma Savi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pichas, Zeg Nishma Daniel Shane Bas Yeshua Falk. Yes. Avram, what's your question?
So, I was discussing this year with my cousin, Rabbi Beryl Kellerman.
Okay.
So his question was, according to the Ramban, according to the Beis Yosef, if it's only Derabanan, then what's the Chiddush that the Malkam Dekuach Nefesh is mutter to touch? Of course, where do you ever find Kuach Nefesh is not Docha and it's a Derabanan?
Okay, so let's look in the Ramban. So let's do the Ramban. We didn't see the Ramban inside yet. We saw the first Ramban, the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs. But the Ramban about Pikuach Nefesh, take a look. You want to see it inside on page 16 and 17. This is Shud HaRashba B'Mchosis L'Ramban. So first of all, it's a question whether it's really the Ramban. It might be the Rashba that people say it's the Ramban, but so it says here, She'ela Baal HaMevin B'Refuos. In other words, a husband who has knowledge of medicine. V'Ishto Nida, V'Chola. She's a Nida and she's Chola. V'Yes Bezos Rofim Uchzochit Shemevini Kimoso or Yoser. Yuchol Habal Mashrei Shadfak Shalom Biyuchad Shalom Biyuchad. Because there are other doctors around, but could the husband be the one to take the pulse? Efshar B'Shvil HaHazmana Yoyela Shachem Enam Yicholim LaRosa Talmid. In other words, because he's going to be more available. Obviously, he's with her all the time. The other doctors, you know, are not as available. Me, Kibrin Kevin Denegir Ba'alma Ena Ela Mishum Shavus, Usfus Hutra B'Chol Hashem Musakana. Maybe it's only a Negia Ba'alma and it's Shavus. Shavus B'Hutra B'Chol Hashem Musakana, Hanami Tekavasa, Odil Mashani Hacha, the Eta Tukfu, Lakachamin, or maybe. We should say that if he's going to touch her, that his Yetzirah is going to get to him. And we always say that you should stay away. We say to the Nazir that not only you shouldn't eat the grapes and the wine, but don't even get next, don't come even near the vineyard. So on the next page, on page 17, it says, Mistabra Sha'osa. Chad the Efshar the Chol Kreva the Raisa. It could be that the all Kreva is the Raisa, like the Rambam. Right? But then he says, because of, yeah, Eyal Meil Mahat Shavuos, the Shavuos El B'Mokam Shal Omru Go Lahatir Matir. B'Mokam Shal Omru. We let the rabbanans. Because you have other doctors there. If you can do it in a heter way, shouldn't do it in this way. In other words, even if it's only the rabbanan. I feel the whole sheesh was a kind of a yet to be in material below umden to the whole umden by. I came dover bar who shahu misuka and also dover. So he says that unless it's a sakana, in other words, if it's not a sakana, so then even though it's maybe only a derabanan, but you have another option, you have other doctors. But if it's a sakana, then it's okay. Avade lo, afil b'chol sheyesh bo sakana, b'kayotzi b'zeh ein matirin b'lo umdena d'chol elin k'in dover baruhu shehu mesukan lo so dover. Unless we don't act immediately. So what he's saying is that That if it's a Darabana, if it's a Darabanan, it could be mutter, but maybe even that it's not because you have other doctors there. So here it's. So even if you want to say that taking the pulse is only a Darabanan, right? But who says we should be mater a Darabanan if we have opportunities to go to other doctors? But they're not going to say all the rabbanans are mutter for a chola, especially when you have the opportunity to go to a different doctor. But he says, but if it would be a sakana, it would be okay. So, a sakana would be okay. So that's the context he's saying it with. Because he's saying that if it's not a sakana, he doesn't think you should be mekel in this case. But if it's a sakana, it's okay. Yeah, so of course it's pashut. But he's saying it in contrast. Because the point was to make the contrast to a case that it wasn't a sakana. And then he's saying that maybe we shouldn't be so mekel. So what the Beis Yosef is saying is this Ramban, maybe that he's permitting b'makom sakana, is a chiddush because the Rambam he thinks would answer it. You understand? The Rambam would answer even Mokum Sakana because it's Abizrayu the Gil Arayus. So therefore he says that this Ramban is Ramban Lashitosa. Now it's a question whether this is even the Ramban that's speaking here, because you know certain things that they thought were from the Ramban were really from the Rashba. That's why it's called Shut HaRashba HaMiyuchosos LaHaRamban. That the truth of Rashba that's attributed to the Ramban, but it's not even the Ramban either. But still, the Beis Yosef has his point that even if it's not it's the Rashba speaking, but even if it's Rashba, it's the Talmud Ramban, he could have gotten it from the Ramban. But that's his word.
Rabbi, sometimes the Chazal say libo gaspa, and therefore we're concerned that he's going to touch her. And sometimes we say pas pasalo, that he knows he's going to get her soon, so we're not worried. So how do you, you know, reconcile when they put libo gaspa versus pas pasalo?
Yeah, I mean, well, this is talking about negia. We're talking about negia here. So negia, when a person is usually touching someone else, and when he's touching them, it's usually derechiba because it's his wife. So even if he's not going to do it derechiba now, the line is very slippery that it's going to get to be derechiba. You know, so, but that's this Shubas HaRashba Mechutz Ramban, and that was the Beis Yosef's Shtikl Torah. That when it will come to a pikuach nefesh situation, he finishes that the Rambam would forbid it, right? That's what we're going to talk about, you know, the big question about shaking women's hands, you know, like in the business. I made a packet of that. We just have to. Ezra, did you?
I don't see it online. I'm looking. The only packet I see that Rabbi doesn't have a number is covered Sefer Torah. Sefer Kodesh, I don't see that.
Yeah, that's and what about on the packets here?
I'm just looking one more place for this.
Because there is a packet that I made about these topics, that, mm-hmm. about you know, your aunt wants to kiss you, you know, those all those shilas that, but we didn't finish this packet yet, so hopefully we'll. That wasn't part of the original system. I just made this packet, and Rabbi Tuchman reminded me. He said, you know, don't forget that packet that you made. So we have to uncover. I have a file, you know, it could be it's in these packets, could be it's in there, could be.
I might have found it.
Oh, Ezra Hagel Shlita might have found it, Shlita.
The gear of the
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
You got it. So where is that? Ezra found it, so we'll do that next, right?
Yeah, for some reason, it's on the page. It's set it. Some reason they put a package Zion in, but it wasn't a package Zion. But,
12 Zion, maybe.
Packet 7 on the.
What is it under?
It's a packet 7. Mm-hmm. Under where?
On the wire tour page with all the packets.
On the wire tour page.
At the bottom, it's packet 7.
It's called packet 7.
Meaning that the packet 7.
Can you send the link, Ezra?
What?
Yeah, I'm sending the link right now. Give me a sec.
And we'll try to find it but we're not going to get to it today anyway, so, you know.
Okay.
Did you see it, Ben? Ben, did you see this packet? You sent it, Ezra?
Yeah, you sent it.
Ezra just said that, okay.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Okay, so I have to find we have to find some hard copies, so I'll. What's in that packet? Gemara Shabbos. Did I put in the tshuva from Reb Chaim Berlin? Nishmas Chaim? Is that in there? Or that could be a supplement of that. Okay, you know what? Let's just continue now and we'll get to everything. Position. So on page 14, we have the tshuva of the Trumas Hadeshin. So Isha Shehi Chola. A woman is sick, Varatza Baila Ligaba, and her husband wants to touch her, Hidele Shamshena. In other words, a woman is sick, and in other words, a husband needs to touch her to get her out of bed, La Hakima, La Shkiva, La Sobcha, Shari Alon. This comes up a lot. You know, sometimes, recently, if you get this Shaila. That a woman is bedridden, and the husband wants to touch her So Tshuva, you're at the Osir Liga Ba. He says, "I feel bad for Katana. He can't touch her, even if she's sick." Avok of the custom of your day. The Ashiri, the Rosh, custom of Tshuva. The Rosh doesn't Tshuva. The Muihu Chola. So the Rush writes a tshuva that if the husband is sick and he needs help, so she could help him. And Pashas means what? That you could say it means without touching. Like to give him something, to hand him something. But I'm feeling to Salom and the Shalom or could lakim lashkil or some chol. But it could mean that she could actually touch him. Mishum de lav midi de chiba ninu, right? Because it's not midi de chiba. Mikomokam elumot heter mishum lani. But even if you want to say the husband, the Rush is permitting the husband, the husband's sick and the wife to help him and the means to touch him, but so it's not going to necessarily mean that it's mutter in this case. But the big chiddush that the Trumas Hadeshin is going to say is it depends who's sick. Is the husband sick or the wife sick? If you see, it's always more kal if the husband is sick, because the husband in these type of intimate relationships is the active participant. The wife is more, and he is the bigger Yetzirah, and he's the more the active participant. In contrast to the wife is more passive and not as active. So if he's sick and he's the active person and he's sick, so then it's more as far to be making, because then he won't be able to be active because he's sick. If the wife is sick, then it's more chomer, because she's the because she's only the passive one anyway, and he's the active one, and he's not sick, so he still could, you know, be active as he normally is. So that's what he writes. If he's sick, so then she could help him, even perhaps physically touching. Right, the cave of the cholahu, like the mechash lehel ver laveira, the inyitzrom was gabel of him, they should touch a shkoch. Hey! What's that? Cave of the cholahu, like the mechash leher de laveira, the inyitzrom was gabel of him, they should touch a shkoch. Finish miskasha el alertsonu. In other words, if he's sick, in other words, the whole thing we're afraid that he's going to want to have relations with her. But if he's sick, it's not going to happen so readily, because he's weak. And we don't have to. And if the wife is well, but she's not the one that's necessarily going to initiate. Right, usually the man is the active person. He's weak, so he might not be able to get an erection, etc. In other words, once he starts to touch her, you know, he's going to lose it, and right? The holy didah ain't kapeda kol kach. And the fact that she's sick doesn't matter, because the efshar l'shamesh imo b'cholya. In other words, she's always passive anyway, so it doesn't matter. She doesn't have to do much anyway. It's the man who's the active participant. So when he's sick, that could be a kula. But when she's sick, there's not going to be a kula. So he wants to say that. So the big svara of the Truma Sedeshin is when one of them is sick, it depends who's sick, the husband or the wife. And if the husband's sick, that makes it much more calm. Okay, Gavna Tan Per Kamen Tisham is Lo Yochel Azav Yim Azav Yim Yeher Galaver. Taikas Yim Mordechai Davka Hu Aso Lecho Yim Mashal Chohi. In other words, by the leftovers, right? So he can't eat her leftovers. But because if he's going to eat her leftovers, he's going to be the proactive person in the relationship, and he's going to eat her leftovers. He's going to be attracted to her, and then he's going to come to be boiled. Aval he ena asura, but she can eat his leftovers, because again, her being attracted to him is not going to do it. She's always the passive person. So here he's talking about the original case. If the woman's sick, and the Baal has to help her, or the Baal has to take her. Okay, so he says that. So his big yisod is it depends who's sick. That's the Truma Sedeshin. So if he's sick, then she might be able to. Some might say that, you know, maybe she should wear gloves or something like that. So that makes it even more, you know, more cow, because when you're wearing gloves, so then you're not really feeling the body, right? So then it's less of a chashash. We said yesterday, when you touch her body, when your hand is touching her body, even if it's not derech chiba, but it could very easily leave derech chiba. But it's mustaber, like I think someone would say, that there's a difference between, you know, when your hand is uncovered, whereas, for instance, you have a glove on the hand.
That would really help.
Rebbe.
Well?
That would help make it less hummer, a glove, if he was the one who's chayla.
So that would make it even, probably even better. Because.
But only in like a shasta cloud like this.
Yeah, obviously all these things are. So
Rebbe,
that's the famous Shulmer Sadesh.
Over here, we're talking about the Gia, but Re'ia would be okay. Meaning, she comes out of the shower and she's about to get dressed, but she's naked. That's not a problem.
When someone's sick or what? What do you?
No, I'm saying stop. She's not even sick. She's in Nida.
She's in Nida, so then he can't look at her.
What?
You can't look at your wife when she's in Nida when she's not dressed.
There is a problem
with Riyah
also?
Yeah, sure. I mean, well, we're going to talk about it. There's a whole packet about it, But there's a concept of the mekomas hamechusim, that the parts of her body that are normally covered up, a husband can't see when his wife is anita. We'll see what the different sheetahs are on that, but we're not up to that yet.
Rebbe, the idea that it wouldn't be a problem if the husband was wearing gloves or something like that. So. The Chuvas from Moshe that we mentioned last year about being on a subway or a train, most of those cases are probably, there's no touching of, let's say, his skin to her skin.
Right.
It's usually just between clothing. So right. Is that a factor in these
Yeah,
these
that
cases?
Makes it even better. I don't know if Moshe spelled that out, but that's the Avada. When everyone's wearing their winter coats, plus they have all layers below that, obviously that's not terchi. But and even the Ishtonida, he said it's okay because you're not, right, we saw yesterday, the other day, Ramosha said it's a chiluk when you're mechavin to touch versus when you're not mechavin to touch. When you're mechavin to touch, there the Beis Yosef was saying that you can't be mekel when you're mechavin to touch. So here, he's mechavin. So the Truma Sadeshin says, but if he's mechavin to touch, we're not going to be mekel when he's well and she's sick. Let's see that. But there's another shita. There's not the only shita of the Truma Sadeshin. Let's see. Let me show you. One second. Yeah, take a look at page 19. We'll see more in the Shulchan Aruch. Page 19, I didn't bracket it, but it's still, we should look at it here. It's Sif Tezvav. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this Truma Sadeshin. He's sick. And the only one that, so you have these situations where a man is sick, and the only one who can help him is his wife. Somebody asked me this shaila recently. The question is, sometimes the kids could, but the question is, but the kids might, then figure out what's going on. Why can't the mother help So, but the Shulchan Aruch says, "Imhuchola ve'elo mishim shenu zulasa muteres l'shamsho." Rak shetizar biyosef shetucha. Shetucha mi'artchatz is part of yadav ragla hatzas amita befanav. But she shouldn't do things that are considered like more derechiba. But isha chola v'hinida Also the Bible Liga Bokadev Sham Shogun Akiva Lashkiva Lusamcha. So that's the these two dinim in the Mechaber is that Truma Sadeshan that we just saw, based on the Rosh with the Truma Sadeshan, etc. Because the Rosh says it's mutter. But the Truma Sadeshan, in other words, the case in the Rosh was that he's helping the husband. And the Truma Sadeshan says it's Dafka because it's the husband. In other words, the Rosh gave a case. But just because the Rosh gave a case where the husband was sick doesn't mean that doesn't apply vice versa. It's just the case. But Truma said, no, it's Dafka this way. But the Ramah disagrees. Take a look at the Ramah. V'yesh omrim ein lo mishi yim shamshena mutar bakol. But the Ramah says that if she's sick and she doesn't have anyone, so he could help. So the Ramah disagrees with the Truma Sadeshan. And that is the Mordechai, right? It's the famous Mordechai. Where's the Mordechai? What page? Where's the Mordechai? It's in the packet here, right? Mordechai? You see the Mordechai, anybody? Maybe it's not in this packet, maybe it's in this packet. There's more packets on this. I think the... it's not in this packet? No, okay. So we'll see. It's definitely in one of the packets here. But the Ramah is more makel. He allows both directions. And he allows both directions. Now, what's left in this packet, we'll see. The question whether Nida is considered Gilor Arayas or not. But do you say Yarag Val Yavor for Nida? Because we know you have to give your life Yarag Val Yavor. So what's the story about Nida? In other words, is that considered the same as Eishes Ish or sister? You know, these cases of Gilor Arayas. See, Nida is different, because Nida is basically, your wife is a Nida, right? Your wife, or whoever. So, do we say that? And also, Nida is Kedushin Tofsim. You see, usually right, we have situations of Chuppas Nida, so Nida is Kedushin Tofsim. So if Kedushin is Tofsim, maybe that's a raya that it's not considered Gilor Arayas. So if you look in the Minchas Chinuch here, on page 28, Dr. Yinei Rabbi Chava Yishitas Kolam Kedushin Tofsim Bo Einu Bechlal Arayas Amon El Kon Godol. But he says that's only by Lavin. Aval Nida he Mechayv Ekrisas Yinu Bechlal Arayas and Bevorim Beparshas Achrei Bos. Afshar Kedushin Tofsim Benida So the Michas Chinuch says he thinks it's Yarag Val Yavor. That's Yarag Val Yavor for Nida. And that's the Beis Yosef. That's the Beis Yosef Shita that we saw. The Beis Yosef holds that the husband can't even take her pulse because it's Yarag Val Yavor.
Saying where do you see that a Yarag Val Yavor? Because the pasuk says that you get kares, or is it,
you get kares for Nida, right? But it's kedushin or tofsin. Usually, something that's kares kedushin or not tofsin. Right? If you try to mekadesh your sister, or you try to mekadesh a married lady, he's married to someone else, it doesn't work. In Kedushin Tosin. So those are usually the cases of Arias. He has a case that's Karis, but Kedushin Tosin. So which way should we go? If you look at the Rambam on page 29, he says, Kol she'osu b'yosu b'torah v'chayev al b'yosu karis, v'heim ha'amuris b'parshas achrei mos, v'heim ha'nikroim arayis, v'chol achas b'hem nikris erva, etc.
Rabbi, if Nida is an erva, then the case of the Shulchan Aruch where he's sick, that the Rosh says that she could help him, so... If we pass like the Rambam, then the Gia Barayis is Issa Daraisa, and it should be Arim Vayavar. So why is the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that she could help him in such a case? Is it only talking about where she's not touching him then? Like the Trumas Adashin suggested? Or even if she's touching him? How do we Paskin?
Well, this is the case of Shalom Kedarachiba.
Right, but if the Rambam held that there's an Isser, based on the base Yasef,
according to the Beis Yosef, yes, according to the Beis Yosef, that, so what are you asking? Say it again.
Meaning, the Shulchan Aruch says that if he's sick, then she could help him.
Right.
But that's like mitzad, maybe harchaka issue. What about the negia of an erva? Even if shalai b'dar achiba, if he passed like the Rambam,
right? The Rambam says he, right.
That's the, I mean, that the Beis Yosef held that to point the Rambam tarachi, and if it's aser, even shalai b'dar achiba,
right?
Yar b'yavars, then.
If you're asking, how can the Beis Yosef is the one who paskin that he can't? She's sick, so he can't. He can't take her pulse, right?
So, no.
But then the Beis Yosef also says that, well, the Beis Yosef permitted only when he's sick.
Right, but they're still touching.
Yeah, but he's sick, it's not derechiba. Ah, he doesn't matter derechiba. That's only because very easily it'll become derechiba. But when he's sick, then not. You follow? In other words, it's either way, it's not derechiba. So he says, well, when, you know, he's taking the pulse, so it'll very easily, he's touching her and he's not sick, so very well it'll become derechiba. But when he is sick, he permits the wife to touch her. So that can be because it's not derechiba and it's not going to become derechiba because he's sick.
So it's the same heter for the mitzvah the harchaka why it's mutter because it's not going to come with day.
Right.
Maybe it's the same reason why it's the negiya shleim der achiva is mutter.
Right. And then you have here Yerushalmi that discusses. The question is, what's the din of ma'ara, right? If a person does just kilos bia, right? So is there a chiv on that? Because it says ervas, lidom bas ha ma'ara ki goymer. So it says, Erves achos imcha. Then it says, She yishkov es isha dovo. Yigila es ervasa. So Ma'ar is also, even by Nida. So what's the chiddush? Why you need a separate pasuk to tell me that Ma'ara is like Gomer by Nida? Because he says, the Yishalmi, so since it's not an erva, the whole of Ein Chayavim al Nida Mishum Tumah. So the Korban Ha'eda says, Perish Mishum Erva. El Mishum Nida. So therefore you need a special pasuk to tell me that Ma'ara is Kegomer. Because it's not technically an Arayas. So that's what Rabbi Yosef Engel says on page 31. Ayin Yerushalmi, the Lama Yotzes Nida B'chlal Arayas, Lichtam Blad Din Har Ora, Hayam Finu Mishar Arayas, Mishani Shlotom Hove, and Mechayim Ole El Mishum Tumah. So he says, so you see that a Nida, according to Yerushalmi, is not an Erevim. So he says, "Read the Rav Yisham Chiddush Yerushalmi. The Nida lo mikri erva, rak isa greida." So nafkimin leinin yarag val yavar. So he says, according to the Yerushalmi, in other words, you need a special pasuk by other rayas that if you just have tchilas bia, it's considered like gemar bia. And even by Nida, why do you need a special pasuk by Nida? Why is Nida included? Because Nida is different. It's the eichayvim shal Nida, so it's not an arayas. So Rav Yosef Engel is medayik, according to Yerushalmi, it won't be a din of Yarek Val Yavor Boal Nida. But if you look in the Ritva, it says, because of Shavu B'Shem Mar'o, page 33, the Gila Raisa, Amin Rav Yosef Purzu, Dafka, Hecha, the Ika, the Sur, the Raisa. God Yisrael Baal Chad Me'arayas, Ol Al Anida. So he writes the Perish that if you Baal Anida, that's Gila Arayas. So it's a Machlokas. So we normally assume that it is Gila Arayas. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin. That says, right, the din of that if somebody is going ball al arayas, you could kill him. So he says, "Begima rabba kapi rachmana." If it's a big begima, then you see someone going on an isha. Avi harpasa meruba shavlad mamzer. It's a big begima. So then he could, someone could try to stop it, right? Eila notzilu benafsha, right? But begima zutar lo kapit rachman. So what's a begima rabba when the kid's going to become a mamzer? So the question is, what about nida? According to that, nida is not, a kid won't become a mamzer by a nida. So then it's not a begima rabba. So then maybe it's not a rice. So that's what Avnei Neis says on page 35, that the Beis Yosef says it's a rayas. But B'chorah Gila Rayas is learned out from the din of Nar Marasa, where the din of that if somebody's rodef to do an aver, you could kill him. That's learned out from the same pasuk of Gila Rayas of Yared Val Yavor. And the Gemara says that din of Matzil Benafsho, that you go to kill somebody, is only with a Begima Rabba. So the Chor Nida is not a Begima Rabba, because the kid won't be a Mamzer, so it's not Matzil Benafsho. You can Nida Sheimba Dinze Ein Matzil Rosa Benafsho. Ein a Behekeshin Rotzech. Yavur Val Yarek. Yavim Shachmur Mizrayim. So that's his Kasha on the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef says, if Gerarayas, he thinks the Pashup Shah and the Gemara is not Gila Rayas. Because it's not Matzila. If somebody's going to be Boil Anida, you can't kill. If somebody's being Boil Anisha Sish, you can go and kill him to stop him to be Matzila Menafsha. But if somebody's Boil Anida, not. Because why? Because the Gemara says you only stop somebody by a Begima Rabba. When Begima Rabba Rashi says when the kid will become a Mamzer as a result of that union. So this here, the kid's not a mamzer by nida. So then, and that same pasuk is learned out from the Dim Yarag Val Yavor. So the Avnei Neis asks the kasha on the Beis Yosef. Why does the Beis Yosef say Yarag Val Yavor by nida? It seems to be against the Gemara. And then he says Tzarchim God, right? Tzarchim God. So the Yosef Engel says also that there's no gift. It's not Yarag Val Yavor. But the Ritva says Beferish not that way. So it's a discussion. But the Beis Yosef, you know, Yosef usually wins. So I mean, Okay, Rabbi Moshe. So we finish this packet. So we're going to have to find the other. There's more packets that we're going to discover, right? Ezra will help me find them. Okay, Natan, Shalom, and Avraham, Nassan, and Joel Weisberg, and Nutmeyer, and MZ, and Rabbi Katz, and Zach Bergerschwita, and Ezra Hagler, and it's good to see you all. As Hashem, so we continue. So this is but this packet is very Yesoidistic, and then there's more. There's more Yesoidis. This is the big question about when you on the workforce, when a woman is going to have, you know, it's going to happen. A woman's going to stick out her hand to shake hands with you. So what do you do? So that's the question. So that's to be continued, Bez Hashem. Okay. Yeah.